Monday the 17th of March, Yud Adar Sheni, Rabbi Yechiel Emanuel, standing for Birkas HaMegillah and other mitzvahs.
Good morning. I'd like to discuss today a bit of the background to why we stand generally for Birkas HaMegillah, particularly now, why we're going to stand for the Bracha of Megillah, how it's brought down in Halacha, and the discussion that could go with it. We'll start with the fact that the Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph of Megillah says, Hakareh et HaMegillah Oimei V'yoshev, that one can read the Megillah either standing or sitting down, on which Rashi says, Imrotza Oimei Imrotza Yoshev, if he wants he can stand, if he wants he can sit down. The option is open to a person, and one can stand or one can sit. The Me'iri is Medayek, that it doesn't say over here, Hakareh et HaMegillah Oimei V'yoshev, that one can read the Megillah standing or sitting, which would imply that to sit down is B'dieved. Rather, it says Hakareh HaMegillah Omeid V'yoshev, that one can stand or sit. And he carries on to say that at the beginning of the Gemara starts off by saying Tana, with regards to this halacha of Omeid V'yoshev, Ma she'en kein b'kriya sater, that it's different with kriya sater, as Rashi explained. She'en kein batera b'tzibur miyoshev, one doesn't read kriya sater to a congregation miyoshev while sitting down, says the Meiri. With regards to kriya sater, there's definitely no question that if one were to have read Kriya Satera while sitting down, one is definitely Makayim Kriya Satera B'tzibur B'dieved. If so, if we're going to say that Megillah is different to Kriya Satera, meaning that Megillah you can do either standing or sitting, but Kriya Satera is different, meaning by Kriya Satera B'dieved you are Makayim the Mitzvah if you sit down, then by Megillah it must be that even L'chatchila you're Makayim the Mitzvah when you're sitting down. Otherwise you can't say by Megillah B'dieved you're Makayim the Mitzvah when you're sitting down. Masha'en Kim Kriya Satera, that even B'dieved you're not Makayim the Mitzvah when you're sitting down. He said there's no such option, and that's indicated by the fact that the Mishnah says, as we said, Omeid V'yoshev, the one can stand or one can sit, that by Megillah L'chatchila one is Makayim the Mitzvah even by sitting down. However, finishes off the Meiri, אבל המנהג הוא לעמוד לקרוא את המגילה מעומד מפני כבוד הציבור. As by Kriya Satera, the minhag is to stand when reading the Megillah because of the Kavod HaTzibur. Now, on this Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua is medayik similar to the Meiri and comes out with the same maskana, that the halacha is, as regards to Megillah, even lechatchila one is mekayim one's mitzvah by sitting down, and he says the same thing, that it's different to Kriya Satera, because Kriya Satera you're mekayim the mitzvah b'dieved, so therefore by Megillah you're mekayim it. The Mechaber in Simon Tofer's study Seif Aleph says like this. This is Hilchos Megillah, and he says, "Kore Adam et Hamegillah bein Oimeid bein Yoshev, aval lo yikra b'tzibur Yoshev lechatchila mipnei kveid atzibur." One can be mekayim the mitzvah Megillah. One reads the Megillah, whether standing or sitting, one's got the option. However, when it comes to the tzibur, because of kavod hatzibur, like the Meili finished off, one should lechatchila read the Megillah while standing up. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot and Aleph. That's all with regards to the Etzem Kriya HaMegillah, the mitzvah of Kriya. Mew says the Mishnah Berurah, HaBrocha Yevarech Ba'amidah. The Brocha one has to say while standing. Meaning, even though we have seen from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, from the Rishonim, and the Halacha, that with regards to actual reading of the Megillah, one has the option to either stand or sit down if it's not with a tzibur. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to making the Brocha has to be done while standing. Says the Shah Tzion there in Sikot Nalef, the Makom for this halacha is the Magen Avraham. And he refers us to the Machzis HaShekel on that Magen Avraham, who writes like this, the Gam HaShemim HaBracha, also those people who are listening to the Bracha, given the Yotin Alidei Shmiya, Mishum the Shemei HaKa'ina, since they are being Yotin the Megillah Alidei Shemei HaKa'ina, and therefore, Tzrichim Gam Kin Lamed, they also need to stand. Meaning, if the person who's reading the Megillah is making that Bracha standing, remember this has gone, we've gone from what the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about with regards to actual mitzvah, that can be done either standing or sitting. The Mishnah Berurah then said, however, the bracha must be done while standing, and says the Machzis HaShekel on that Makor of the Magen Avraham, that bracha needs to be done while standing, and therefore all the people who are being yotzer with the din of Shemei HaKa'ina need to also be standing. Now, the Pnei Yeshua on the Gemara in Megillah, he asks an interesting question. He says, with regards to that halacha that we said, the reading of the Megillah that can be done either Omeid V'yoshev, one can even read the Megillah sitting down, and that's even L'chatchila. He says, if that's the case, that one can even read the Megillah sitting down, it must be therefore that even the Bracha can be done L'chatchila while sitting down. Why does he learn like that? Even though the Magen Avraham has said that the Bracha must be done while standing. So there are various ways of understanding it. The most simple way would be that the Chazal were mesaken the Bracha for the Mitzvah, and therefore it's not mistabel that the Bracha should be more chomer than the mitzvah itself. And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, if the actual mitzvah you're able to perform while sitting down, it's mistava therefore that you should be able to say the bracha while sitting as well. But ask the Pnei Yeshua, Why is it different to any other Birkas HaMitzvahs? He says, "My Shnom in Birkas Tzitzis v'Shoifah Shetzorich Ha'Oin Ha'Me'umet U'Kamoish Ha'Hivi Ha'Beis Yosef V'Rachayim Simen Ches." The Beis Yosef V'Rachayim Simen Ches brings you a Shom, who says that we stand for every single Birkas HaMitzvahs. Kol Birkas HaMitzvahs Tzitzim Yosef Me'umet. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, if that's the case, that every Birkas HaMitzvah needs to be Me'umet, and the Beis Yosef says it's in Echot Tzitzis, that's why we've got to stand for Tzitzis. Why is it therefore that by the bracha of Megillah one is allowed to lechatchila say that bracha sitting down? Is it not a Birkas HaMitzvah? Even though it may be a bracha of a mitzvah derabanan, then at the end of the day, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, which follows that concept of Yerushalmi. Why is it different?
Even for mitzvah, you can do mechan sitting down.
Oh, right. Okay, we'll come to that. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that, correct, one doesn't need to stand for all mitzvahs. Like the Yerushalmi said, lechatchila. With regards to the bracha, however, or with regards to even the mitzvahs, he says that that Yerushalmi could be redefined. Meaning, there's a in that Beis Yosef. We'll come maybe back to this in a bit more depth in a minute. The Beis Yosef brings a Gzeira Shava. In the end of Maseches Pesachim, the Rosh brings a Psikta, which is it's a Psikta Rabasi, and the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, says that this is actually for the Makor of this is someone called Rabbi Tovio, who lived around the time of the Gaonim, and he says that we've got a Gzeira Shavah like this. The Rosh, let's start with the Rosh. The Rosh says that it says in the Pasuk, Mehachil Chemesh Bakoma, and he starts up the standing corn. It says the Rosh, Al Tikre Bakoma Ela Bakoma. You don't read it Bakoma, but rather Bakoma, which means one has to be standing, and therefore when one performs the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, says the Rosh, one has to do that while standing. Says the Beis Yosef, so he brings this from the Smak and the Avodram and the Orchus Chaim, the three Rishonim, who say that we have a Gzeira Shava to five different mitzvahs where the word Lochem appears, like it appears by Sfirat HaOmer, and in, with regard to those five specific mitzvahs, one has to perform the mitzvahs while standing. Says the Pnei Yeshua, if so, there are only five mitzvahs which really need to be stood for, and the others don't need to be stood for at all, in which case it makes sense that even though the Yerushalmi said that one needs to stand for all Birkas HaMitzvahs, it could be the Yerushalmi's own Yerushalmi, but it could be the Yerushalmi means that one needs to stand for all Birkas HaMitzvahs that are learnt out from this Gzeira Shava. However, over here by the Bracha of Megillah, which is on a mitzvah which is not learnt out from that Gzeira Shava, and therefore the Megillah itself, lechatchila, can be done, as we said, while sitting down. If so, this Bracha can be done while sitting down as well. Carries on the Pnei Yeshua and he says like this. In that, in Simon Ches, in Hilchos Tzitzis, there's a Mogen Avraham which asks the Kasha. He asks like this. We've just seen that there's a Gzeira Shava of Lochem Lochem from which we learn that Birkas HaMitzvahs need to be done while standing. We've seen that this is a also Yerushalmi which says that all Birkas HaMitzvahs need to be done while standing. Asks the Mogen Avraham, this halacha that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, which says, Yis'atif bat tzitzis v'yivarek mu'umet. One has to clad oneself in one tzitzis and make the bracha while standing. Says the Mogen Avraham, Pirish, what needs to be done while standing? Habrocha v'ha atifa. Both the bracha and the atifa, shtei and yiyu bamida, both of them need to be done while standing. Tzoris irim, to be yoredea rishim and shim chav ches, mashma de mutel of morech min yushev. In the yoredea, at the beginning of shim and shim chav ches, it's implied that one can make a bracha while sitting down. What's the halacha over there? There's a mishnah in Maseches Challah which is brought down la halacha that says like this. Ha'isha kaita chalosa aruma yeshevas. If a woman is Orum, she's unclad to an extent that she can't perform a mitzvah and make a bracha. So the Mishnah gives an eitzah that the way for her to do it is to cover herself, even though she won't have anything that is masik between libo and le'erva, she can cover herself and sit down, taking being masik shkala and making the bracha, says the Mogen Avraham. If so, we see from there, that Mishnah and the halacha, that we allow people to make a bracha on a mitzvah even while they're sitting down. How does that fit in over here with this halacha that's brought down in Hilchos Tzitzis that one needs to stand when one makes a bracha on the tzitzis? And the makor for that is Yerushalmi that every good mitzvah needs to be stood for. So the Mogen Avraham has got his own answer over there, which maybe we'll have time to come back to in the end. But the Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't understand the kasha at all. According to his concept, that one only needs to stand for the mitzvahs, one only needs to stand for the bracha where the mitzvah itself needs to be stood for. But mitzvah chalas doesn't say anywhere that it needs to be stood for. On the contrary, this Gzeira Shava of Lochem Lochem, there's no Lochem written in the parasha of chalas, and if so, one doesn't need to stand for the mitzvah chalas, so one doesn't need to stand for the bracha. What was the question of the Mogen Avraham? So maybe we could try and look at the background of these halachas and come out to understand exactly what the question of the Mogen Avraham was. Where does it come from that we need to stand for Birkas HaMitzvahs? We said the Yerushalmi and the Gzeira Shava, and what's the idea and thinking behind it? The tour in Siman Chesed in Hilchos Tiftis says like this: Umiyad achar netilas yodav, immediately after one washes one's hand, yisatis betzitzis ma'ulid, one puts on one tiftis while standing. On that says the Beis Yosef that we have a reason for this. We've got the smart who brings this to the Roshava of Lochem Lochem, but it says Lochem by the halacha, by the mitzvah of Siyasayim. It says Lochem by five other mitzvahs, one of them being tzitzis, and therefore one needs to stand for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he says at the end, Bechin Kotzav Baruch Haschaim, the Kotzav and the Baruch Haschaim also write, the Hodeg Rasinam B'Yerushalmi Kol Brachas Mu'umud Al-Birkas HaMitzvahs Ka'omar Veloi Al-Birkas HaNenim, that this Yerushalmi which says that every mitzvah needs to be done Mu'umud is said with regards to Birkas HaMitzvahs and not Birkas HaNenim. What does he mean to say? So we have over here two sources for the fact that we've got to stand for Birkas HaMitzvahs. We've got the Yerushalmi that every mitzvah needs to be stood for, and we've got the Zereshava that says there are five mitzvahs that need to be stood for. The Archasayim, the Beis Yosef, were bothered, why do you need both? So the Archasayim, well, the one is talking about Birkas HaMitzvahs, the other one is talking about Birkas HaNenim. The Birkas of the Yerushalmi says every Birkas HaMitzvah needs to be stood for, that covers all of them, and that's why you have the Magen Avraham asking the Kasha why you need to stand for, why you do not need to stand for the Bracha on Chala. And you have also the Zereshava which comes for anything that is not covered as being a Birkas HaMitzvahs, but rather as a Birkas HaNenim. So, two questions. First of all, what's the makor of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi that says that every Birkas HaMitzvahs one needs to stand for, where does the Yerushalmi get it from? And second of all, once we have a makor for the Yerushalmi that every Birkas HaMitzvahs needs to be stood for, these mitzvahs that we've said, the five things that say Lachem, are in fact all Birkas HaMitzvahs, so really the Yerushalmi is redundant and it's unnecessary, so why do you need it? So first, to answer the first question, what is the makor of the Yerushalmi? There is a Mari Abuav, which is a person brought in the new tour at the back of the new tour, and he quotes there from this Sefer Archas Chaim and Hilchos Tzitzis, where he says like this: there are possibility of two makoros for the fact that we have to stand for every single Birkas HaMitzvahs. He said it either could be that with regards to Shlomo HaMelech it says Vayamoid Shlomo Vayavoris. So we see that when Shlomo HaMelech got up and made a bracha at the time after the Beis HaMikdash was built, it says that he did it ba'amido. He did it standing up, and that's on a curve in Tanakh to show us that when one makes a bracha, one does it while standing. Or possibly he says that it says in the pasuk with regards to Avodah Talaviyim, la'amoid l'shoris, that they stand up to do their shirus, their service in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, mikan omru, she'ein shirus ela mo'omid. From here we learn that when one does one service, it can only be done while standing. V'hashirus shelonu, our shirus is ba'atrisim our mitzvahs, when we perform our mitzvahs. In Cain, therefore, part of the mitzvah chazal v'masakin is the bracha, so therefore, mevarech mu'umad, one has to make the bracha while standing. So it's either of these two makoros. There are others that want to say that one makor is for the etzah mitzvah, one makor is for the bracha, meaning you've got the vayamish lemme vayavorech tells you that you've got to stand up when you make bracha. The other makor of lamed l'shoros is not really talking about a bracha, it's talking about actual shayrus, and therefore that's the makor that when one performs a mitzvah, one's going to do it while standing up. However, when you look at the end, Chaim fears those in Cain, even after bringing the lamed l'shoros and the actual mitzvah, he says in Cain mevorach moment one has to stand while making the bracha. Therefore, it seems that both of them are makor for the bracha itself. At point that could be the makor for the Yerushalmi, who learns that across the board every single Birkas HaMitzvah needs to be done while standing. With regards to the second question, once we now know that every single Birkas HaMitzvah needs to be done while standing, if so, why do we need this Gezeirah Shavah anymore to tell us that you've got these five mitzvahs which one can perform, one has to perform while standing? The Bach takes point on this question, and he actually asks this question on the Tur. Now, before we see what the Bach says, we have to remember that the Tur himself says, "Umiyad achar netilas yadov yistatef betzitzis mu'umud." Immediately after washing one's hand, one puts on one's tzitzis while standing. Not like the Beis Yosef carried on to say Yisatis Petitis Vivoris moment. The Torah doesn't discuss the bracha at all. All he's discussing is the actual mitzvah. The Bach brings this smack, and he learns this Zera Shava, and he says, if you've got this Zera Shava, then the prayer is unnecessary to have to. Sorry, if you've got the Yerushalmi that says every Birkas HaMitzvahs one has to stand for, then it's unnecessary to have to make this Zera Shava to say that there are mitzvahs that you need to stand for. And he wants to say like this, similar to what we saw in the Beis Yosef, that Birkas HaMitzvahs are learnt out from the Yerushalmi, possibly those two makoros that we brought just now. However, when it comes to Birkas HaNenim, and he learns over here that putting one's tzitzis on is a Birkas HaNenim, says the Bach, because one has Hanoah from the Levisha, then one has to make the bracha. Then one could have thought that one can make the bracha while sitting down, because it's not incorporated in the halacha brit hamitzvah. Says the Bach, no, over here you've got to make the bracha while standing, because you've got the gzera shava of lachem lachem. However, ask the Bach himself, if you look at all the other five, what are they? One of them is shofar, one of them is mila. Now, there's no hanoa in any of those, isn't it? One's not a brit hanem. Sfiras HaOmer is even in the Makor, that's the first one of Lachem. He says himself, that's it. So what are you going to say about that? And to say that perhaps the Bavli doesn't bring this halacha, and therefore there's a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi, he says it's true, you don't see anywhere that anyone says the Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi on this point. There's a very interesting Makor, the Chidor wants to say that in fact there is a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi. There is what to discuss on this, and one can be chaylet, but it's an interesting Makor anyway. He says like this, there's a Gemara, a well-known Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we say once a month on Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this, V'omar av acha v'achanina, omar av asi, omar av yechanon, kol ha-mavorech ala chodesh bizmano ki'ilu mekal v'pnei ha-shchina. Anyone who makes birkas ha-chodesh, means birkas ha-levona at the right time, it's ki'ilu is mekal v'pnei ha-shchina. Continues the Gemara a few lines later, Tona demir v'shmol, il-mole le-izochi yisrael ala hatpil p'nei aviyem sh'va-shamayim ba-kol chodesh v'chodesh. Had it not been for the Khalid had only been able to makabal the Shechina once a month, that would have been enough. Omar Abaye, says Abaye, Hilkach, because we're able to makabal the Pnei Shechina, Pamachas Vachodesh, Nimrinu Mu'umut. Let us say it while standing. Says the Chidor, Mashma, that it's only because of this that we are makabal the Pnei Shechina that we've got to do it Mu'umut. Says the Chidor, what's going on? Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah. It's learned after Chodesh Azelachem, that's the Makor of the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, the Brach of Kiddush Levana is a Birkas HaMitzvah. If it's a business of mitzvahs, then why do I need to say Hilkach Nemrinu Mu'umut? Because I see that this is Mekabel Pnei Hashchina Pamachas V'Chodesh, therefore I've got to stand up. I've got to stand up anyway. It's a business of mitzvahs. Elamai says the Chidor that the Bavli is Chelik on the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli held that there's no such Makor for standing. Perhaps Lamed L'Shores or Vayam Hashem Vayafalo, those are nothing to do with the Etzim Brit Hamitzvahs. There's no Makor Etzim for standing Brit Hamitzvahs. On the contrary, you want a good sit for every Brit Hamitzvahs across the board. And this Gezeira Shava, what are you going to say about Lachem Lachem? So like we said before, this Gezeira Shava, you won't find it anywhere in the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, and it's only brought in a Pesukta later on, like we said, from the time of the Goyim. If so, we could say that the Bavli holds you do not have to stand for every Brit Hamitzvah. Said Abaye, ah, you'll be Makabel Pnei Hashchina, Hilkach Nemrinu Mu'umut. Now, as I say, one could be famous, but I'm afraid to say that Kiddush Levana is a Brit Hashvach, it's not a Brit Hamitzvah. But our proponent, the Chidor, learns that it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and if so, we have Klal, a Bavli, that is Chelek in Yerushalmin, holds that one does not need to stand for every Birkas HaMitzvahs. If so, when it comes to a mitzvah, why do we stand generally? Why did the halacha say that we stand for Birkas HaMitzvahs if Bavli holds that you don't stand? So on that, you could say that the mitzvah itself that has to be done while standing, then the Svara is that this is a Svara brought by the Chokhmah Shlem and then Hilkos Chala. That the Svara is that if you have to do the Etzem Mitzvah, which is the Daraita, while standing, the Drabonon, which is instituted to be made on that Mitzvah, must be done while standing as well, in order that we don't find the Drabonon being downgraded, and rather, and therefore disregarded completely, perhaps. Therefore, they said, no, it should be upgraded to being at least as strong as the Daraita, and one should stand for it. Apparently, we have this Chidor that I want to say, that you have here a Machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, in which case we could say, according to the Bach, that we have no makor for standing for Birkas HaMitzvahs from the Yerushalmi. And if that's the case, then the Rosh is very good. Why you have to come on to Mehachas Tamash Bakama, why you have to stand for Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore there's smack in the Orchas Chaim. And the other Rishonim, we say that you need the Gezeirah Shavah to say by five specific mitzvahs you've got to stand, is also very good. But if so, the Pnei Shuras Kasha comes back. If you've only got those five mitzvahs, then it's only those five mitzvahs that you have to stand for. Megillah is not one of them, so it's very good. Why the Chatzilah, you don't need to stand, you don't need to make a bracha. And Challah is not one of them either. If so, what was the question of the Morgan Avraham? Why do you have to stand for that bracha at all? So to answer this, one could say that the Morgan Avraham, definitely when he was learning the Shulchan Aruch, as we pointed out, he saw in the Shulchan Aruch that he said, Yis'atei Patsitis, Vivarech Mu'umud, one should clap oneself in one's sitting and then make a bracha Mu'umud. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get this to add in Vivarech Mu'umud? If the Torah himself only said that you've got to do the Atifa Mu'umud, so where did the Shulchan Aruch decide to get this from to say that you've got to make the bracha Mu'umud as well? The Morgan Avraham understood that the Shulchan Aruch had this Yerushalmi. Agamas is going to be Shver, where did he get this, the Makor of the Yerushalmi? And if you've got the Yerushalmi, why do you need the Gzera Shor? I'll upon him, there is the Yerushalmi. Decided the Shulchan Aruch, if you've got this Yerushalmi that says that you've got to make a bracha while standing, And that's going to be the makor of the Shulchan Aruch over here. If that is the makor of the Shulchan Aruch over here, then why is it that when it comes to the bracha of challah, which is a mitzvah, that one can do that bracha while sitting down? So there's an interesting teretz given here by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that hafroshas challah is not itself intrinsically a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah, meaning there are certain mitzvahs which one has to perform. Tefillin, tzitzis, those are mitzvahs which we have to do every day. There are other mitzvahs which I do not have to perform every day. In fact, I never have to really perform them. It's only if I want to get to something else, in order to get to that, I've got to do this mitzvah. One of those mitzvahs is challah, and perhaps one of those other mitzvahs is shechita, meaning you want to eat meat. If you don't want to eat meat, you never have to do the mitzvah of shechita. If you want to eat meat, the only way of doing it is by shechting the animal, having a kosher shechita, and therefore when you do that mitzvah, you make a bracha. Says the Magen Avraham, the same is with challah, and the challah the same will be with the hafroshes trumos and hafroshes maizos. There's no mitzvah that one has to be mafrish these things. However, if one has a dough and one wants to eat from it, then the only way one's going to be able to do it is if one is mafrish from that isa and gives it to a kohen. If one's mafrish the trumos and maizos and gives it to the kohen and the lady, says the Magen Avraham, in which case this is not what falls under the category of the Yerushalmi, that every birkas hamitzvos needs to be done while standing. Yerushalmi was only talking about birkas hamitzvos that have to be performed. This, he says, his loshen is hafroshas challah einoi mitzvah kol kach de'einoi oiseh elo lesakin ma'acholoi dumya d'shchita. It's not such a mitzvah, it's only there to fix up the ma'achol, and therefore it's comparable to shchita. And just like by shchita we say that the bracha is a birkas hashvach, therefore over here it can also be done, it's also a birkas hashvach, and it doesn't fall under the same category, in which case we can understand that even though by tzitzis one has to say the bracha while standing, by challah one can say the bracha while sitting down. And it's interesting that by shechita itself we see as well there's also bricks, it may not even be a bricks, it's purely a bricks b'shvach. Because in the shechita, the beginning of, in Simon Aleph, Sikhot Yudzayin, it says over there that the mitzvah of shechita is a mitzvah, again like we just said, that one doesn't have to perform, but if one wants to eat from the animal, one has to do the shechita. If so, he says, the bracha is a bricks b'shvach, and that's why he says over there that one is lechatchila allowed to split the bracha from the mitzvah. He says even though normally we say that even though I've been yotzei my mitzvah already, I can make the bracha for someone else in order for them to perform the mitzvah, that's only b'diavad. Essentially one should always try and make the person who's saying the bracha do the mitzvah as well. If one can't, and like we see there's also in brought down in the Meiri over here in regards to Megillah, that there's Yerushalmi that says that, I think it was Reb Meir, he used to lay in the Megillah, or he used to make the bracha, and someone else would lay in the Megillah, and he used to do it while sitting down. Al-Kapalim, you see, you can split the bracha from the mitzvah to the Eved, but l'chatzchila, one should try and make the bracha and the mitzvah together, says the Taz. However, when it comes to the bracha on Shchita, that's not a brikas hamitzvah at all, it's a brikas hashvach, v'horaya, that you don't need to perform that mitzvah. It's only if you want to eat this, then you've got to do the shechita. If so, Chazal said, well, let's make a bracha on it as well, and that's the birkas hashvach. If so, you're lechatzchila allowed to split the bracha from the mitzvah.
The putting on is the mitzvah.
Over there, the Talmud says the same as with Brikas Erusin. He says as well that Brikas Erusin, but Etzem, one could have made it any time one wants. However, Chazal said this is a Brikas Hashvach. Let us make it. Let's find a time that's a good time to make it. The good time to make it will be B'shach, the mitzvah of Erusin is being performed. But he says the whole Brikas is a Brikas Hashvach, and therefore again the Musadi Kedushin makes the bracha, even though the Etzem Meister Kedushin is being done by the Chosin. It's only a Brikas Hashvach, and one can split it. And therefore, it's all Brikas Hashvach, one is allowed to split, whether it be Erusin, whether it be Shechita, or whether it be over here, like he wants to learn by challah. The Gaon in Simon Ches and Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Gaon in Simon Ches is chaylik on the Magen Avraham over here, and he says that there's no such thing. One cannot say any brit makor from a Gemara and Pesachim, there's definitely no tzad to say that our Afrashas Challah is not a mitzvah. It's definitely a mitzvah, and the bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvahs, in which case, according to that, the question of the Rav and Avraham would return, why does one not need to stand for a Birkas HaMitzvahs? So on that, there are Tirutzim which say that where the Etzim mitzvah itself doesn't need to be, the whole Makor of the Yerushalmi, like we said earlier, was only for mitzvahs which have to be performed while standing up. Then the halacha is that one has to say the mitzvah while standing up as well. But a mitzvah which does not need to be performed while standing, then the halacha, the bracha can also be done while sitting down. In which case, over here, the woman who's being mafresh challah, there's no halacha that she has to stand while being mafresh challah, and therefore she can sit down for that, for the bracha. Another terrace that's brought by the Pesach Tshuva there in Hilchos Challah is that it could be essentially you're meant to stand for every Birkas HaMitzvahs, and if we, or for every mitzvah and Birkas HaMitzvahs. But over here we've got circumstances where it's impossible. So it's a situation of a b'di'evet. She cannot stand. You're right, she should have, but she can't stand, and she's got to be mafresh challah. So what should she do? She's in a situation where there's no other way out. So he said, over here, Chazal says, you're right, normally she should stand for the bracha, stand for the mitzvah. Here she can't. Therefore, she's allowed to sit down, and that way he gets out of the question of the Rav and Avraham by saying, you're right, and a Hanami normally Birkas HaMitzvahs should be stood for, but over here it does not need to be stood for. So to summarize, we have over here the halacha in Hilchos Megillah, that when it comes to the bracha of Megillah, one has to stand as one should lechatchila stand for the reading of the Megillah. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch said that one can read the Megillah even sitting down, says the Magen Avraham lechatchila one should stand, and all the people who are hearing should stand for the bracha as well. The Pnei Yeshua asks if this is a mitzvah where one can stand or sit. If so, one is allowed to sit down for the bracha just as one can sit down for the Ikka mitzvah. Why does the Magen Avraham have a problem with challah where we see that a woman can sit down to make the bracha? It should be no different to our Birkas HaMitzvahs over here, where one's allowed to sit down and one can make the bracha as well. This could be because even though the Pnei Yeshua brings the Yerushalmi that says that every Birkas HaMitzvahs needs to be stood for, however he learns that the makor to the Yerushalmi is either that it's not every Birkas HaMitzvahs, it's only the mitzvah of it's only those five that are learnt out from the Gzeirah Shavah, or it could be that he learns like the Chidor, who wants to answer this whole question by saying the Yerushalmi is Me'ik HaDin. Of course, one Me'ik HaDin should stand for every Birkas HaMitzvahs, but there are certain mitzvahs which are even Le'ikuba, and those are the five that are learnt out from the Gzeirah Shavah, and thereby the Chidor gets out of all these questions. That you're right, there's Yerushalmi that says that the Chatzchila one should stand for every Birkas HaMitzvahs, but the B'di'evet, that case of Challah is a B'di'evet, one doesn't need to stand. By Megillah, for whatever reason a person is not going to stand, it doesn't matter because it's not one of those five. There are five that are Li'ikuva, Challah is not one of them, Tzitzis is one of them, and therefore when he gets out of the question of the Magen Avraham as well, that even though by Tzitzis one has to stand, L'chatzchila, and I suppose even B'di'evet Midaraita one has to stand, it's a Bracha, it's only the Rabbanit, so B'di'evet one has to stand, this doesn't apply to the Mitzvah of Challah and to the Mitzvah of Megillah. The Magen Avraham, however, learns that the Makor of the Shulchan Aruch is the Yerushalmi. If so, very good that the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that he doesn't understand the question of the Magen Avraham as a question per se. How can it be that even though you've got to stand for the Birkas HaMitzvah of Tzitzis, you don't have to stand for the Birkas HaMitzvah of Challah, you can say there's a chiluk between the two of them because one is learnt out from the Gzeirah Shavah, the other one's not learnt out from the Gzeirah Shavah? That's, if you're looking at the all the makoros of the halacha, that's correct to say there's a difference between the two. However, the Magen Avraham is speaking on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch definitely, by adding in a word to the nusach of the tur, but instead of just saying yisatik batitis, says yisatik batitis vivarech moment, is learning that the makor of the tur, as he himself thought, is either going to be a Yerushalmi or a Gzeirah Shavah. If he's learning it over here by every Birkas HaMitzvahs, as the Magen Avraham clear from his question, it must be that he understood the makor of the Yisrael, and therefore the Mechaber is the Yerushalmi. If the makor is the Yerushalmi, then he's got a very valid question. How can it be that we have one mitzvah that one doesn't have to make a bracha for, and then we have the various tzitzis for it?